This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. Here's Vic's pass, and it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And that's a touchdown. Clay Harbor makes that catch.
And they've got Harbor for the touchdown.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
I think the Bears have two really good tight ends. I've been in tight end rooms, meeting rooms, practice fields, game field. These two guys, three guys, you can even throw Durham Smythe in there, but Colton Loveland and Cole Kmet are extremely tough and physical players. These are guys that can do everything.
Clay Harbor on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love having Clay Harbor in studio. He hosts the Big Pro Football Show alongside David Haw and Ruthie Polinsky, and he's in studio with us, the 9-year NFL veteran. He is at ClayHarbs82 on X, and he's here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. Clay, we always love talking to you about the nature of just the week-to-week, the day-to-day in professional football, because you do have that background. So I want you to listen to what Kevin Byard had to say on the Exhibit podcast, talking about his position coach, Al Harris, the secondary coach, who I think has been doing a fabulous job, on how they practice and hone these skills to be ball hawks.
Al, he speaks my language. Al doesn't believe in pass breakups. He says everything has to be an interception. Like, you get a pass breakup in the game or practice, and he gonna look at you like, he'd be like, am I begging for too much? He want interceptions all day from everybody. And he just preaches it all the time. We talk about it every single day. So in practice, we have a quota that we got to hit every day. And the quota is usually four. Four interceptions every day in practice. And if we don't hit the quota, we do push-ups. And we tend to hit the quota at least once or twice a week. Out of three practices, we'll hit it once or twice a week. But like you said, if we don't hit the quota, we're doing push-ups. And then it's like, we haven't hit the quota in 2 days. He just get to walking around the practice. I'm starving. My stomach touching my ribs right now. He just get to talking, just kind of being jokey. But no, it's like, you get what you preach, right? I think he just preaches it constantly, getting the ball, getting turnovers. But outside of just what he's preaching, I think just him in the meeting rooms, one thing I learned a lot from him is about just knowing how the pass game marries up with the quarterback's footwork. So, like, when you think about quick game, or if they're trying to throw the ball deeper down the field, like, especially whether they're in the gunner and they're under centers, like, he always say, like, gun three footwork, which is like quick game. Like, the quarterback can catch the ball, one, two, three. Once he gets to the top of his hitch, the ball is ready to come out. So, if, like, you're playing some type of off coverage, and I think that's why Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland were so successful, because those guys are able to see the quarterback's footwork and trust that, and they're able to make a move. He will always say, like, hey, if they're not throwing double moves on us, then we're not being aggressive enough. You know what I mean? And he just preaches takeaways, and he's been a phenomenal asset.
I thought that was so good. And I saw, Clay, I saw your game face come out when he said there are no pass breakups. I saw you get in the practice mode there a little bit.
I love it, because I've had tight end coaches that are, you know, random guys that, you know, just coach football. And then I've had the guys that played. And the guys that played are able to give you these cues. They've been on the field. They know what you're seeing. They see the game through your eyes. And that is something that you can't discount. Like Dan Campbell, I remember Dan Campbell. The guy played, they forget that he played in the league for 10 years. Like, you learn more from that guy than you learn from three previous years altogether. Hey, man, here's what they're going to do. If you see that linebacker creeping up here on the outside, they're going to try to blitz, and you got to make sure you go. Like, he just knows. That's how Dan talks. But he just knew so much, and you respect him so much more because he did it for such a long time. And the preaching the takeaways is huge, and I think it's going to be huge this week. I just told Marshall a stat while we're on break here. Jordan Love, the Packers are 7-0 when he doesn't turn the ball over. When he has one or more turnover, they're 1-3-1. The Packers, I know it was the Eagles last week, but now it's the Packers, have the fewest giveaways in the entire league, the entire NFL. You know who has the most takeaways? The Bears. This game is going to come down to turnovers. And I like the Bears' chances. They're good at turning the ball over. Oh, the Eagles don't turn the ball over. Jalen Hurts only has one interception. Guess what? He has two now. The tush push, you can't stop the tush push. It's unfair. It's cheating. Guess what? We got a fumble on the tush push. Change the game. So I love what Al Harris has done. And the one thing that I've really seen improve, besides the takeaways, is these DBs playing in the run game. When Nashawn Wright started the season, I go, this guy's this Charmin extra soft tissue paper. This guy didn't want to touch anybody.
Two-ply.
Now you're seeing this guy coming up, making tackles. He's preaching that to them. You can't be a cornerback in this league anymore and not be able to tackle, because they're going to find a way to motion the receiver in, put you in the box, move the safety out, and you're going to have to make some plays. And you see a guy like Nashawn Wright. I know Tyreek Stevens is already physical. Jalen can play. We know Kyler Gordon loves that contact, but Nashawn Wright has become active in the run game. That has helped the Bears a lot.
You know what? He talked about that when I talked to him on Tuesday night for our Football After Dark event. He said that the Bears, and Dennis Allen specifically, don't preach the tap a guy when he's down. They want you to always be in the mindset of tackling anytime there's possible contact. And that speaks to what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's huge. It doesn't matter. Like, back in the day, you could have Deion Sanders, just put him on the outside. He's just going to cover the guy. But now, with how these offenses are becoming so intelligent with the motions, you see Ben Johnson can motion, move a guy out the box, and now the cornerback's the force defender. Everything switches. You keep these guys with the motion. So you can scheme guys up. If you see a guy's like, where's Waldo? Okay, that guy doesn't want to tackle. We're going to get him in the box somehow. That's what the good offensive coordinators do. Ben Johnson does. And that's how you see these offensive linemen getting to the second, third, fourth level. I don't even think there's a fourth level. If there was, they would get there too. But that's how they're able to block downfield and bust these long runs and be the only team in the NFL with two 250-yard games on the ground on the road.
Fourth level, generally considered the end zone. We're talking with Clay Harbor live in studio here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. And I love that you brought up the fact that the Packers have the fewest giveaways at 7 in the NFL. Because as you mentioned, the Eagles, they had the fewest giveaways at 6. And now they've been sitting down the list a little bit. And for the second straight week, the Bears have an opportunity to do this. What I want to know is, if you're Dennis Allen, and let's say Tyreek Stevenson, the hip doesn't bother him enough to keep him out, and now you're juggling now what you would think would be growing reps for Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, reinserted last week, re-injected, and you still have Chauncey Gardner, Johnson, CJ, CD, whatever you want to call him. How do you manage that rotation? How do you manage that balance? Do you get all those guys on the field together? How are you doing that if you're Dennis Allen?
I think you're capable of getting all these guys in the field because they're also versatile. You can stay in nickel against base because Kyler Gordon is so good in the run game. Maybe he can't take on a block head on, but he's so athletic, he will get around the block. Those guys I didn't want to block. Kyler Gordon, this dude, they'll give you a move and just get around you and get back in his zone, get back in his gap. Like, those guys are tough to block. CeeDee Gardner-Johnson the same way. He likes to live in the box. He likes to take on running backs. A lot of these old school nickel backs, even some safeties, if you're a free safety, they don't like that. They don't want to play down there. But Dennis Allen has done a good job of cross-training these guys, putting them in different spots, and he's going to come up with a game plan that he thinks is going to work to get the victory, not to maybe put up the best numbers. But you look what he did against Hurts. Hurts is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL against the blitz. He saw something. The Bears were averaging a 25 to 27% blitz rate on the season. Against the Eagles, 44% of Hurts' dropbacks, he was blitzed. And on those 44% of dropbacks, he completed only 5 of 15 passes for 50 yards and threw his second interception of the season. Mm-hmm. Dennis Allen schemed it up. He saw something. He sent some blitzes. And sometimes when you got these DBs on the field in these passing situations, you think maybe you want a linebacker to blitz. No, these DBs can get there quicker because they're faster and they're not afraid of that contact.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Different Packers receivers caught passes in the game against the Lions. So that's why I like the Bears' chances to at least use that secondary in multiple, whether it's just play and dime, play in nickel at the whole time, like play with the extra DB, roll them up when you need to. That secondary loves to blitz. If that's the most healthy unit outside of the D-line, and it can't be because of Dio Dangbo being out. So if the secondary is where it's going to be at, I think the Bears have a good chance based on how the Packers are using their offense efficiently to be able to see that matchup go well.
Yeah, Tucker Kraft is out. Jaden Reed is, I think he's questionable at this point, but Dontavian Wicks last week, a guy that you don't hear a lot about. You hear more about Romeo Doubs. Christian Watson had 90 yards and 2 touchdowns. Christian Watson, the last 3 games since he's been back, 4 for 46 in a touchdown, 4 for 49, 4 for 80 in a touchdown. You got multiple guys that can catch these balls. And I know Tucker Kraft's out, like I said, but Luke Musgraves is a guy, a tight end, that can get the job done too. He's a second-round draft pick. He's fast, he's quick, so you got to have eyes on him down the middle of the field. So you're going to have multiple defenders that can guard. And I think that's something that the Bears have. They have a plethora now, with some of these guys returning, of defensive backs. So I think this matchup is actually pretty good. Yes, you got Jalen Johnson that can lock down a big receiver. And a lot of these games, you need a guy that can lock down the big outside receiver, the Justin Jefferson. Packers can throw it to anybody, but the Bears have a lot of good cover guys right now, and I think that works in their favor.
Just looking at the offense, we saw the running game be so dominant. We know there's a forecast of possible snow showers on Sunday at Green Bay. It's going to be cold regardless if there's snow falling or not. How much do you think that will affect the passing game, which is still kind of in flux for the Bears even heading into this weekend after hearing the comments from Ben Johnson about the passing game needing to be better?
I think it'll affect the passing game, but the Bears are so good at running the ball right now, and the way these linemen are getting on their double teams, the way Ben Johnson is just using motions and shifts and putting guys in certain situations to create an advantage. It's tough for a guard to reach a 3 technique sometimes. Now you motion the tight end to their side, the defensive tackle motions down. Now you're giving him a much easier block, and these running backs are seeing the cutback lanes. So you are going to have to sell out to stop this running game. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the Packers. They traded Kenny Clark. Devontae Wyatt is out. These were two really good defensive tackles. Now you got a couple of rookies in there from Georgia that are going to be playing against, in my opinion, the best interior offensive line in football. So now when you start selling out, the play-action game is going to become crucial, and I think Colson Loveland is a guy that you will see. After the November he had, it was almost a video game November. The guy had a 151 passer rating when targeted the last 5 games in November. That was the highest of any tight end
in the National Football League, not a rookie, any tight end. So I think you use the play action, make these linebackers suck up, these safeties suck up, and then you hit Colson Loveland over the top. To me, he's becoming one of their most dangerous weapons. He's a mismatch problem, and Ben is so good at scheming him to get to a linebacker. They're going to want to put a nickel back on him. Jeff Hafley doesn't want to see a linebacker on Colson Loveland. If you get that, it's a mismatch. Even if you have a nickel or a safety on him, he's too big for him. So I want to see more and more. I know, like I said, November was great for Loveland, but let's increase that. Let's just keep going and see how far this kid can go.
That's Clay Harbor. He hosts the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN with Ruthie Polinsky and David Haw. More with Clay coming up next, because more ceiling talk, if you can believe it. We're still trying to figure out the bear who punched the ceiling in that picture at the link from Ben Johnson taking his shirt off in the locker room. We're still trying to figure it out. So Clay's got a good story for us coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.